There are a lot of places in the valley to see art, but a new one has opened in a unique location. Just behind the food court at Scottsdale Fashion Square, housed in a part of what used to be a movie theater, is Wonder Spaces. It's a 16,000 square foot gallery, and last month it opened its first exhibit called Point of View. This is also the first long-term home for the LA-based company, which previously used temporary spaces. I recently went to check out Wonder Spaces and talk with its president, Jason Shin, and I started our conversation by asking him how he would describe Wonder Spaces and what it's all about.
Wonder Spaces presents art shows filled with extraordinary and accessible artwork, works that are range from virtual reality films to sculptural pieces to new media works. But what they have in common is that they're not being seen by all the people that could be enjoying them. And what we as a company do is work with these artists to present them as shows that can be a place for family and friends, people who may not be feel welcome to appreciate art today, to gather and enjoy each other's company and enjoy the artwork.
Let me ask you about one of the words you just used to describe it, which is accessibility. How important is that to you? I mean, you're in the back of a food court in a mall here. It doesn't seem to get much more accessible than that.
Yeah, it's core to everything that we do as a company in terms of the design of the shows, to the artwork that we select. The central idea that we're working under is that more people can be enjoying the artwork than are currently have an opportunity to. If you were to go to festivals and fairs around the world, had unlimited time and resources, you could see a lot of these works. But here is an opportunity for the cost of the convenience of the movies to go and gather with friends and family and have art fill that role in your life of what are you going to do this weekend.
So when you're looking for artists and when you're looking for pieces to put in to a show like this, how do you gauge whether or not something will be successful in this type of venue?
It's a great question, and one that we're looking to get better and better at as the team sort of reaches out to artists and works with artists to design the shows. We look for art that speaks to us, and on the team is a range of backgrounds, many with experience in the arts and many without. And if we feel like we can have works that speak to all of us, that we can all engage with our own different perspectives, can meet us all where we are, then we feel like it's going to be a success in the show.
What do you hear from the artists themselves when you describe what it is you're doing, and at least here in the Phoenix area, where it is you are in the sense of you're in a shopping mall?
Yeah, so while certainly we are sensitive to the idea that this isn't a traditional place to showcase art, you know, being in this space that used to be a movie theater, that has its high ceilings, that we've transformed to with gallery type of finishes, feel like it's a place where we can present at a really high quality, a really good attention to detail, their works. And then the location of it is such that more folks who may not be, can, being in a place where people are already gathering and the place that Scottsdale Fashion Square plays in the valley here, to be in the middle of it, to make it easy to get to, easy to park, easy to find out about, just to lower all the walls that might keep people away, and then to really bridge those audiences that could be enjoying art because now there's nothing left that stands in the way.
It sounds like you're trying to sort of meet potential art lovers where they already are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly there is a very vibrant art community here in Scottsdale, here in the Valley, that we think that we're a complement to, because this place, while I think that art lovers can come in here and appreciate the art that we're presenting, that there's a whole other segment that feel like traditional institutions may not be for them and feel like they could come into this place, be talking with their friends and family the whole time, not feel like they have to be in hushed tones, that we have respect for the art, but it's a casual environment, and feel like, why can't art play that role in people's lives?
All right, let's go see some art.
Great.
The exhibit features around a dozen pieces, ranging from virtual reality experiences to 3D-printed sculptures under strobe lights to the ability of visitors to paint by moving in front of a screen. Shin and I start, though, at a piece called Come Together by the Brooklyn-based artist Michael Murphy.
He's designed this piece so that from most angles, almost all angles, it's a cloud of little wooden dowels. But if you were to stand right here and look at it from this perspective only,
where there's a white line on the floor.
Yes. Then the wooden dowels all become pixels of an image. And that's of a picture of his girlfriend's fist from the Women's March a couple years ago. And while he does a lot of work where sort of your positioning relative to the artwork helps drive your interaction with it, with this piece in particular, he has a message around sort of the power of collective action, of organization, that I think comes through pretty successfully.
All right, so I have to ask, what is this behind us? Because there's a giant screen with what looks like an exercise ball on the floor in front of it.
Yeah, well, this show is called Point of View, and it plays with the idea of perspective, and all the works in it in some way are centered around that theme. In this piece, there's a ball, a silver ball, that you use to control the positioning of the sun. So as you look behind me, as this ball is going up and down, you can see sort of the sunrise and the sunset. And with this piece, we all have this, the role that the sun plays in our life as this immovable thing that we don't have any control over. But to give us that control and to inject into that relationship this sense of playfulness, but also beauty, is, this artist, Philippe Schutte from the Netherlands. I think he's done really successfully here.
Do you think that this is going to become more of a trend in the art world, these sort of pop-up spaces or non-traditional spaces where sometimes larger art shows are put on?
I hope so. I don't see why art can't speak to everybody.
So do you anticipate that museums and other galleries might start to move in this direction a little bit more?
No, we feel like we complement the traditional institutions because I think that if we can do what we intend to do well, then we're reaching larger audiences who might now create a relationship with the arts that didn't exist previously, and hopefully that can sort of help create an appreciation that leads to more visits to those institutions. And that's how I think we can work together.
Everybody helping each other out, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
When people come to see this show or the next show or the next show after that, what do you hope that they come away with?
I hope that they have appreciated the works of art, whether it's sort of stopping to talk with their friends and family about what it is they just saw, or whether they just leave in sort of a slightly more creative headspace and feel like they had a good time. If they've engaged with the artwork and with each other in this space, then we'll view that visit as a success.
Jason Shin is the president of Wonder Spaces, which occupies part of the former movie theaters at Scottsdale Fashion Square. He says the plan is to have shows in the space for 3 to 4 months at a time, 3 times a year. The current exhibit, Point of View, will be on display until mid-July before moving on to Wonder Spaces' second permanent space in Austin.